Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's On the Record Friday. Spent the first hour on Eagles defensive line. I am on the record saying I'm not really that worried. I think they're going to be okay.
Big tough guy.
Yes. Not that worried. They're going to be fine, guys.
Yep.
I'm a football guy. I studied the film. They're going to be fine.
But hold on. When you say...
Yes.
Before we move forward.
Yes.
When you say they're going to be fine...
Yes.
Is that because you've lowered expectations for them?
My expectations were already pretty middle of the road. Here's what I'm saying is that I came back here on Saturday morning when we did the show, mm-hmm. and I was like, well, Bryce Huff doesn't have a pressure or a sack or a tackle. And like, truly, I think he will get pressure on the quarterback. So the thing that he didn't do that we were expecting him to do on Friday night, I think he'll do. I don't think he's going to be...
Can he get consistent pressure?
Yes.
I mean, hell, he's in the NFL. He should get near the quarterback at some point if he's out there enough.
I think he'll get consistent pressure.
Okay.
I think he'll get consistent pressure. I think, now look.
Double-digit sacks?
Ish. Yeah. 8 to 10? What did Reddick have last year? 9?
No, Reddick had at least 10. Because he's been double-digit the last 4 years.
Okay.
Straight. I guess what I'm wondering is that he had, I believe, 7 combined sacks prior to last year. I believe Bryce Huff did.
Yeah.
So last year was really an outlier for what he's been throughout his career.
I trust in the Eagles' evaluation of his talent.
Oh, you do? Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. I do.
Okay.
So we will get to our next On the Record topic. You can still call about defensive line, by the way, if you need to go on the record. That is the point. You want to go on the record. But before we do, there is a baseball team in town to play our baseball team. It's a big series. Let's talk about it.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
Next question we have for you. Do you really hate the New York Mets?
I do. I do.
That's why he's the GOAT. Yeah. Always hated New York.
They hate him there, too. Having spent a few years there, boy, they actually hate Chase Utley.
Yeah, they think he personally robbed them of a World Series title.
Yep.
Well.
He's playing the game the right way, Ike.
Okay.
Well,
I mean, listen, if he's allowed to play the game that way, then people ought to be allowed to get hit in the head with the ball and all the other stuff that goes on. Because that was old school baseball.
That's not,
it's the reason why they're taking that out of baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah, your boy, Bryce.
Back when men were men.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, Buster Posey's the one that started this whole nonsense with the block and the play because he's done for the year. All Utley was doing. Guy made the wrong turn.
I'm good. It was Ruben Tejada, right?
Ruben Tejada.
Yeah, yes. I'm sorry he got injured, but when I really became an Utley fan is when he did the whole boo me.
Bleep you.
Yeah, bleep you. Like, yeah, yeah, that in the World Series thing. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
He showed he has a human side to him.
No, it might be the psycho.
Yeah, he might be, but I'll take that.
Yeah, everyone needs a psycho.
I'll take that. Yeah.
Everyone needs a psycho. So, Phil's Mets tonight. It looks like Schwarber's going to be back. We talked about that the other day.
Oh, good.
JT probably going to be back. I do not believe that Alec Boehm is going to be in the lineup. Mm. I think he was going to give it a go, but I do not think he is cleared.
The whole series.
Just tonight,
okay.
How's going on here? Obviously, what is the injury?
It's something in his wrist.
Why all of a sudden are the Phillies like the NHL teams where they say lower body injury?
Right.
He's been out for almost 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All he did was swing the bat. I'm not saying he's not injured, but I am saying, what is the...
You're not getting... On one hand, they're almost saying it's nothing major, but he's still been out as long as he's been out.
Every game,
something has to be kind of major, because also he said it feels like a hammer is hitting his wrist.
Yeah. What happened? What happened? How does nobody ask these questions?
Well, the bigger fear is... Now, he says he's going to be fine in the postseason, but that's now a concern in the postseason is how does Alec Boehm look? He's your four-hitter.
Yeah, and he's definitely going to need some at-bats before he's back out there.
I know.
And you know what?
And Bryce is obviously still dealing with something, which they have not told us about.
And everybody, JT's not playing tonight.
Mostly, JT?
He's not. It's my gut.
Lineup's out?
I don't have any information. I don't have any information. It's just my gut.
Yeah, Rob Thomas said he might play. He's probably going to play Friday. But they've been weird about injuries, so you might be right.
Yeah, I'm the way you are with defensive line, with the
Rob
Phillies
Thompson
playing.
Also put Kyle Schwarber in the lineup and then took him out the lineup.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and he also said that Rhys Hoskins was hop-skipping and jumping with a torn ACL.
I remember that one.
in spring training. Are we getting to bounce back Knowles tonight? Listen, it's
we need it.
Yes.
Because again, you can excuse the last one. You know, it's Miami, you've been pitching really well, whatever. Two bad starts, I think, raises.
No, that's just where you want to be at. Stop it. Yeah. You see, you're always one outing away from being back to Nola stinks.
Not stinks, but don't trust him.
Well, it's what's the difference?
There's a big difference. Good pitcher. Don't trust him. But he was pitching at a different level. He took a step back last Saturday. I want him to be back on the right track.
He did. I hear you. I hear you. I just know as long as he's tuned up and ready to go for the postseason, that's where he's going to shine.
That's what he does.
We're getting 7 1/3 and 2 runs from Nola tonight.
Yeah, look at cocky Spike.
Look at Spike.
Yeah. And we're going to lose 2-1.
You take a blue chew this morning?
That's why I'm staying so far away from the counter.
Yep. Not worried about the defense. Yep. Nola's going 7-shutty.
I'm at least 3.5 inches away from the counter. Why do you think that is?
You sure are. Nola Quintana tonight. Quintana's had his last 3 starts have been pretty good, but overall in the season, his ERA is over 4. Colby Allard, everyone's goat, is back tomorrow. The 5th starter problem is saved versus Luis Severino, who's had a great season for the Mets. And Chris Sanchez versus Tyler McGill on Sunday. So the Phillies got 2 of the best 3 going. So they should be in a pretty good spot with 8 games up, and their magic number is 9 to clinch the division.
So I would like for them to win 2 out of 3 and for Lindor to have an awesome series so my MVP bet has a better chance of cashing.
Look at you, making it about gambling.
Both. That's what I'm talking about.
Mike and I would never.
I just want to be right about, I don't want Otani to win the MVP.
This is your take.
Yeah. I just don't want him to win the MVP.
Two or three pretty much ends it.
2 or 3 is fine. 2 or 3 is fine. We don't need to sweep this one. 2 or 3 is fine. Honestly, from a standing standpoint, they got 1 out of 3. They're still 7 games up. You know, the real danger for this weekend is if they happen to get swept, there will be.
You still don't trust this team, which I don't appreciate.
I don't even know who's playing tonight. And the Mets have won a lot over the last few months.
Same record in the last 10 games.
So in the last 10 games, yes. I'm just saying I am still nervous about, not nervous, I got my eye on the division. And I just, they get swept or something, we're going to come in Monday and it's going to be Panic City.
Last 4 series for the Mets, Blue Jays who stink, Reds who stink, Red Sox who are .500, and the White Sox.
Okay.
That's 8. They
have the best record in baseball since June.
That's fine.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Beating almost some cupcakes recently. Okay. Has to be pointed out. We're a fact show. Everyone knows that. And then final thing here in the Jackie Baseball Report is that Major League Baseball announced today that they're going to allow ads on helmets in the postseason.
Yeah.
Yep.
Come on.
How What are you? How,
you don't want that?
You know what?
No.
Everybody complains about these.
It's just annoying. Just we can't. No. Not everything has to be advertised. At this
sure
point.
Does.
How do you think they pay?
What if the Eagles had an advertisement on their helmet?
That would not happen in football.
Why?
Well,
because the logos in football matter.
So does the P in the
No, it's not obstructing.
I know
the logo. Yeah.
I don't care about any of this stuff.
They're not touching the helmets in the NFL. You bet that.
How do you think they pay these guys?
I get it. I get it. It's just like
about money, Jack.
It's Mickey Mouse.
And but here's the thing: baseball, and I love baseball, and it's still a big deal. Mm-hmm. But it gets a little less popular every single year. But the salaries go up every single year, and they need to pay these guys somehow. It's just like,
how you think we're gonna pay Soto $600 million?
Yes. Especially when
you're not a potted plant sitting in the corner.
Especially when you're already paying.
Well, two guys.
Well, how many part-time players can we pay $30 million a year here?
They're playing.
Okay. All right. We'll get back to On the Record Friday, right? Now, we're holding each other accountable. I'm going to go on the record and tell you, you got to swap out those old drafty windows for new ones. It's time to do it. Hold yourself accountable. I'm on the record saying you got to do it. Our friends at Guided Door and Window are on the record saying they got something to make it all more affordable. Buy one, get one half off sale going on right now. Limited time, but going on right now. It's exactly what it sounds like. You buy one door window, the next one is half off. So it could be two doors. It could be two windows. It'd be four windows, and half of them are half off. You get a door and a window. One of them is half off. The more you buy, the more you save. If you replaced everything in your house, half of those things would be 50% off. As I said, limited time only. Restrictions apply. Also, no money down. Interest-free financing up to 18 months. God is hooking you up there, too. If you want a no-obligation in-home estimate, call 877-GO-GUIDA. Does not cost you anything, or visit them at GoGuida.com. That's GoGuida.com.
By the way, real quick, JT is in the lineup. The lineup just came out.
I was lying. I told you.
Yep. So, Schwarber, Turner, Harper, Castellanos, JT, and this is going to be exciting. Listen to this bottom four, okay? Weston Wilson.
Yep.
Bryson Stott. Buddy Kennedy and Johan Rojas.
top part of the lineup better do some work tonight. Wow. Weston Wilson, Buddy Kennedy, Bryson Stott, and Garrett Stubbs. Or not Stubbs. Who's the fourth one? Oh, Rojas. Rojas.
Yeah, man.
Got to get Bohm back. I didn't think I'd ever say that.
Well, we're asking Knowles to keep this lineup to how many runs will we need?
Open for three.
Yeah.
At least three.
Shooting for three.
So he needs to hold his Mets line up to two.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. I think he can. How confident are we were going to score three? That's the real question. All right. So moving on for On the Record Friday. It's Jalen time. And.
It's Jalen time.
Well.
I'm with you.
I'm just going to say the one Jalen thing that we've been talking about is the decision making.
Mm-hmm.
We had the best answer possible from Jalen yesterday when he was asked about the interceptions and the near interceptions. He said something to the effect of, I can't throw that. It's a bad decision.
Mm-hmm.
Made a bad choice. And they even gave him an
opportunity. Unwise.
And they even gave him an out. And they said, hey, are you sure? AJ fell down. He's like, unwise decision. I can't do that. So on the record, Ike Reese, moving forward, are we going to see a better Jalen decision maker or not?
Well, I'm more confident and hopeful that we are than I'm worried about it. And yesterday was a huge step for me. It truly was. I don't know. I'm listening to Jalen in that press conference yesterday, and it was almost like I was listening to somebody I hadn't heard talk before that played quarterback the last 4 years here. I mean, that was you talk about self-awareness and accountability and you wanting your quarterback to sort of own that. Obviously, you want him to change it, so actions matter. Actions matter. But I go back to our guy, my guy, the Bronco, Carson, and his worst season in 2020. How many times did he get up there and talk about, I'm going to continue to be aggressive, this is what I know, this is what I'm going to do, this is another, and it drove people crazy, drove me crazy to hear it, whether he believed it or not. So to me, hearing Jalen sort of take accountability for those mistakes and stand up there and he can say it publicly, man, that resonates through the locker room. That resonates through the locker room. Sure, everybody's feeling good that they won, and it's easy to sweep it under the rug that they won, but I actually like it more and I respect it more that he didn't take the easy out or the excuse that was being handed to him of, oh, you got to go. So many things to think about in the process of a play. Shut up. Every quarterback does that. What do you mean? Every quarterback. And I'm saying that to the reporter that was trying to give him the out while he was trying to say how difficult it is to go through a play and make a decision. What do you think? That's why they get paid the money they do. If it was C receiver throw ball and it was just that simple, they wouldn't deserve $50 million a year.
That's the job.
Yeah, that's part of the job. And I'm glad the way he didn't take the bait and said, no, regardless of all that, that was an unwise decision and I can't do that. And he elaborated more about he's in a position, he has to take care of the football, he has to manage the game. Man, I'm telling you, I felt great after that press conference. I really did. I felt great after that press conference because to me it says some sort of light has gone off. Now, whether it's just Jalen recognizing it himself or he's getting coached properly and he's receiving it. He's receiving it because you remember I mentioned Nick didn't make an excuse either for the turnovers. He said, we can't turn the ball over. He didn't crush Jalen, but he also didn't sit up there and make a bunch of excuses as to why Jalen made the decisions that he made throwing the football. So that also makes me believe that maybe Jalen is accepting of coaching. Not that I'm not saying Nick is the one doing it. I mean, even from Kellen Moore.
From somebody.
Doug Neusmeyer?
Yes.
Nussmeyer, yeah.
Nussmeyer, yeah. Maybe he's one of these coaches that, you know, sit down and you point the things out, and Jalen's accepting. He's receiving it. I love it. I love it. I felt better after that press conference, Spike. I felt better. I almost went to 13-4 after that press conference.
So
stay at 12-5. Though.
Big of you. Yep.
Yeah.
So for On the Record Friday, you are optimistic about.
Oh yeah. Bottom line, yes. I'm okay. Sorry.
Did no.
I just optimistic.
You did.
There.
I'm just for the listener.
Yes.
I'm just trying to get you on the record.
Yes, I'm on the record. Yes, I'm way more optimistic.
So I'm going to take a page out of the great Ike Reese's book.
Ooh.
And
you're going bald.
He opened up.
My choice, though, brother. Yeah.
he read out of that book about an hour ago. And he said, for the defensive line, I'm just going to have to see it to believe it. And, you know, we had a bunch of great press availabilities from Jalen this training camp.
Mm-hmm.
And I started buying into them. And I bought into the training camp thing about that he's going to dink and dunk and he's going to take what's there and blah, blah, blah. And then we watch on Friday night and it was the same thing. So it's the same thing for a large part of last season, a same thing of Friday night. I largely agree with you about the press conference yesterday. I thought not only his answer was different than what we would normally expect, but a bunch of answers were different. Mm-hmm. His tone sounded different.
Tone was different. Yep.
Made a little joke, smiled, said yep. There was a good question, all that stuff. Fine. Believe it when I see it.
Oh.
So I am on the record saying that I am not believing it's getting any better until it gets any better. So I hope we see a different one on Friday night. Obviously, the opponent is one who, you know, it's not nothing, but this is a
defense is.
Yeah, it's legitimate.
Is legitimate defense.
It's legitimate. A legitimate secondary, all those things.
Yep.
He has to do it now. He said the right things. Hopefully he's taking coaching. He seems past whatever the Brian Johnson bitterness and mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. It seems like he's got a good relationship with Kellen Moore. Mm-hmm. Hopefully Kellen Moore sat him down, showed him the tape, and they're on the same page. But it's different when you're actually in the game and you actually have to make those decisions. Everything's going a lot faster. So it's one thing to say you're going to do it. It's another thing to do it. So I'm going on the record saying I don't believe it until I see it. Jack?
So I do feel more hopeful after the press conference yesterday. I'm with you on that.
Yes.
But obviously not.
Like, of course not.
Like, I need to see it to believe it is the best way to put it. And frankly, I watched Josh Allen last night. Like, Josh Allen on pure talent is one of the two best quarterbacks in football. Three, mm-hmm. whatever. And what we've seen the evolution of Josh Allen is into more of a game manager. Like, they run the football now. They never used to do that with Josh Allen. And I want Jalen to trust that. So, like, that's why I think Monday's so important. Like, just trust the system. Play point guard. I won't say TJ. Yeah. But
they have enough weapons on this that if you just
Yes.
Gets the ball to those guys, good things will happen.
Yep.
And you'll still get the credit.
Right.
Like, you'll still get the credit if you win.
Yes.
Like
yes.
But like a little bit more selfless with the football.
Okay. We'll see. So, two things for you.
Josh Allen, the game manager, huh?
He's what he's turned into.
Man.
Well, he does make, he still a few times a game will make a play. That's actually the most impressive part, is that it does seem like he will make a play two or three times. He did it last night a couple times. You're like, wow, only he can make that play.
Yep.
But you don't need to do that 10 times a game.
Right.
And he's doing it, hashtag OG Wade, he's doing it without his best wide receiver now. It's like you don't look around and see weapon, Josh Allen, right?
I mean, the Shakir kid is the only one he threw the ball to last night.
Yes.
Besides like Kincaid in the first drive.
Yeah.
So two things for you to go on the record with. One, defensive line. Are you still worried, or do you think it's going to come around? Jalen Hurts' decision-making, do you feel like it is going to turn around? Go on the record on the record Friday, 215-592-9494. We will make the worm go on the record next. Elliot Shore Parks joins us right after Eagles practice, so he was able to watch and see what they did today. We will talk to Elliot next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Yes!
It's the WIP Afternoon Show, Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Finally, Battle Does Something Good, new ESP song.
What was the line?
He's just a boy who says he loves Nick Foles because he won a Super Bowl?
Meh.
Wow, you're saying not good.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Like, Elliott's brand has almost nothing to do with Foles.
Well, how...
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them? Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I would battle, no, he doesn't listen.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Like his training camp stats. Like Elliot's on almost everything.
Why don't you help him with it?
The real key is, does Elliot like it?
Well, we'll find out now. This Elliot Shore Parks call-in brought to you by Robin Ford. Online at robinford.com. Robin Ford, where cars and trucks are sold cheap, cheap. ESP, welcome. What do you think of your new song?
I mean, you know, I do appreciate the work put in. Not going to lie, I feel like it portrays me and not the most manliest. Not that I give off that vibe anyway, but...
I mean, he's just a boy is a tough one. You're 37.
Yeah, the high voice saying I'm just a boy, I don't know. I mean, I know I act younger than my age, but that was, you know, I don't think that gives off the big time, Big J, you know...
Authoritative sound, yeah.
Exactly.
Well,
yeah.
Big J's... Right. You're not a Big J guy, and you're not a tough guy either. I'm just saying maybe it's appropriate.
Definitely not a tough guy. I agree with you on that. So maybe a bat will hit it. Yeah, maybe you're right.
All right. Elliot Shore Parks joins us. You just watched practice. So, by the way, anything before we get to our questions, anything of note there?
So everyone practiced. Devin White was out there. Isaiah Rodgers was out there. Mill Williams was out there. We'll see how much he does. He was limited yesterday. So they are a healthy team going into it. I will say we will see how they line up. You know, obviously the big question is with Quinyon and Avante, Isaiah Rodgers, how they handle that. We'll see. I think it's probably going to be Avante and the nickel, though, just the impression I got.
What about outside?
I think it'll be Quinyon. I think it'll be essentially the same as last week.
Okay.
You don't think Rodgers will start on the outside?
No, I think they're going to do Quinyon on the outside with Avante in the nickel.
And I like that. Look, I like it.
I like the idea of keeping Quinyon on the outside.
Yes.
Holistically, because I think it's better for his career. I think he honestly might be the best cornerback on the team already. So I'm good with that. My only thing is I thought Avante Maddox was the weakest spot on the defense last week. Now, he did have a tough matchup. Jaden Reed is one of the best slot receivers in the NFL. You know, the field was not advantageous to the defender, so maybe you give him another week. But I think the three best corners on the team are, in some order, Quinyon, Slay, and then either Isaiah Rodgers or Cooper. I just don't think Maddox is one of the best three. So I like keeping Quinyon on the outside, but if Maddox struggles this week, I think there could be a quick hook.
Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, he was the only one in the secondary who, to the naked eye,
right,
did not play well.
Well, and they targeted him. Like, early, they went after him. I mean, they went after him all game, but you could tell right away they decided the weak point was going to be him. Now, the other interesting part of this, from being in the locker room, is I talked to Cooper DeJean and asked, you know, where he's been practicing, and he's now exclusively at the nickel is where he's taking his snaps. So I don't think it's going to be long until you see Cooper as his team starting nickel. I thought,
yes,
it might even be on Monday,
yeah,
but, you know, it could be a week or two.
Well, by the way, for someone who's been calling for this, how does this work with my insider of the year speculation stuff?
So it depends.
Huh?
So, here's what I'm saying. Just because you think something should happen from a football perspective doesn't give you Insider of the Year points.
I'm trying to figure out how can I have an impact for everybody when I'm trying to give you guys the vision. And because the Eagles hear my vision, they see and share the same vision. Elliot has come around to my vision.
Well, let me ask you this. How does being in the locker room at practice and reporting back on what I see count for the Insider of the Year stuff?
It puts you on the list with 20 other guys, Elliot.
Okay. Right, I'm just trying to figure out. Here. You know, you seem very, very picky and choosy here.
No. Here's what I'm saying.
I think you got a valid point there, Elliot. No, I do.
Yeah,
both of you. I'm going to tell both of you. First of all, you, Elliot, it doesn't give you any points. It gives you.
Okay, I'm glad to know that.
It doesn't give you no points, but it, you don't need to be there to get insider scoops. Now, if you use being there for those scoops, then absolutely have at it. But
so let me ask you this. If I said a source is telling me Cooper is taking all his snaps at nickel and he's going to be playing there soon, that would count. But if I get Cooper to tell it to me in the locker room on a video, that doesn't count.
No, that counts.
That counts.
You getting Cooper to tell
counts.
You counts. Yes.
I think that counts.
Okay,
yes.
You.
But simply...
Glad we got that figured out.
Well, no. I'm just glad. I know you want credit for showing up to work because you're not on vacation in Brazil.
I don't want credit for showing up to work, but I was just curious how this was working.
Well, no. Yeah. Okay, so let me ask you. Let me ask you, Elliot. Yesterday, the quarterback of the football team was speaking. No. I'm just saying the quarterback of the football team, the primary source of debate this week, was speaking for the first time at the NovaCare facility since Friday night's game. And you, who is at the facility in the locker room, was not even there. So how should that count in the inside of the year? Right?
Yeah.
I have a lot of things on my plate. I was unable to be there for another work thing. But yes, you're right. I guess I should have been there. But I had a work thing I had to go to as well.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. And you, Ike Reese.
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you this. Maybe we need an analyst of the year rankings as well. But I'm just saying, you giving your analysis, even if it's good, does not give you Insider of the Year points. I don't know. Look, the group of people that votes on it, the committee, could vote whatever they want. I'm telling you my opinion is
okay.
That does not give you vote. Jack, do you feel
differently?
I think
it should.
No, it should not.
It's, okay. it's the value that I bring it to is, Insider of the Year.
That's why your name's first. But exactly. It doesn't make you Insider of the Year.
How about this? If you want Insider of the Year credit, you got to establish before you say it, this is for Insider of the Year.
I don't want to do that every time. I don't want to do that every time.
Well, what counts, what doesn't count? That's my question.
Also, isn't Ike on the committee? How does this work exactly?
Well, clearly my vote rarely ever counts about anything around here.
What are you talking about?
Well, you're Mr. Remote. You got us all over the Delaware Valley.
I'm not. Okay. This is now everybody's. This is the final scene in Reservoir Dogs where everyone's pointing a gun at everyone else. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So we can stop making it about us now. Yes. All right. My bad.
This show is so ridiculous. Okay. Elliot. I'm trying to think. No, I'll ask you the on-the-record things at the end. How do you think the Devin White situation resolves itself? Is he just going to play and he'll stop? Like, all the weirdness will go away, whatever.
Is he going to be happy being a backup?
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to be happy being a backup. Now, does that mean he'll be a problem in the locker room? I just honestly don't know him well enough. I mean, he's only been here, you know, for a few months. It's not like he's been here for a few years and I can get a read on him.
Right.
Being around him yesterday at the locker when he spoke, he seemed to handle it, in my opinion, in a very professional way. Like, he didn't throw his coach under the bus. He didn't throw a fit. He talked when, to be honest, like, a lot of athletes in that position would not talk. Like, he talked the first day there was availability. So I think, for me, it seems like he's handling it well. Now, the question, though, is, what's his purpose on the roster if Vic Fangio maybe doesn't think that he fits in this defense, right? I mean, he benched him. So clearly he feels that Devin didn't play well in training camp and he doesn't want him out there. So if Devin White's not going to play special teams, which, you know, I would assume he's not going to, you know, is Devin White active? Is Devin White still on the roster in a few weeks? I don't know. I mean, he's a $3.5 million backup, which does hold some value with the experience he has. But I think it's pretty clear Vic Fangio is only going to play guys he trusts, and it just doesn't seem like he trusts Devin White.
It's interesting. Mm. The whole thing is interesting. Do you think his ankle's actually injured?
Yeah, I do. Now, do I think if he was a starter, he could have played? Maybe, but I don't think it's like a completely fabricated injury. No, I mean, he's had it wrapped.
So okay.
That's worth it.
So, Elliot, it's On the Record Friday. We're taking the biggest debates from the week and just making sure everybody goes on the record with how they feel now that we've had a week to think about it. The first one is defensive line. I am relatively optimistic about the defensive line because I think that somebody like Bryce Huff, I think Bryce Huff will get to the quarterback. It will look better than they did. Overall, are you optimistic or pessimistic about the future of the Eagles' defensive line this year?
I am pessimistic. I don't think that they're going to be a very good unit this year. I think they have one player that you can count on, and that's Jalen Carter. I think Bryce Huff is a nice situational pass rusher, but they need more than that. So, you know, I think that certainly, look, the Packers have a pretty good offensive line, and the Falcons don't. The Falcons really only have two good offensive linemen. So it'll be a good test for them this upcoming week. But, no, I don't think there's enough proven players that, A, have a track record of doing it, but even guys that I think have been showing signs that they'll be able to. So, no, I don't feel optimistic about the line.
Okay, second one. On the record, obviously we've had a lot of debate about Jalen Hurts' decision-making. We all felt, I don't know if you heard this because you weren't there, but we all felt like his response yesterday to the question was positive. Are you optimistic or pessimistic about the future of that particular part of Jalen's game?
I am optimistic because I saw him for a month straight in training camp. I was there for that. And he had 305 straight throws without an interception. So I think that's just too large of a sample size for me to completely ignore it. He definitely made some bad decisions last week, and it's a track record for sure, like going into last year. But the more I watched that game, he definitely made bad decisions, but I thought there were a lot of positives too. Like, I thought they were better against the blitz. I thought he did seem in control before the snap. So in the first game where you have all that on your plate, I think that impacts decision-making. So I am more optimistic that as he does it more and he gets more reps doing it, post-snap, he'll be more in control of what he wants to do.
We're going to take your little training camp stats and throw them in the trash can.
No, we love them. We're going to do this again next year.
You can't do the whole...
A lot of people are taking victory laps on the training camp.
They are. And I would never.
Let's see how this plays out.
Okay? I would never. So I saw you were at camp today. That was big of you. And Howie Roseman was throwing. Do you have stats of Howie Roseman, or are you afraid to put them out because they weren't exactly great?
So I couldn't see who was catching the ball. I can only see Howie throwing it. But, yeah, I mean, look, Howie's a football guy. That's long how he's been talked about. That's long how he's been viewed. And he was just throwing it around today. So, yeah, I couldn't see the receiver, but he was throwing it good. Like
football guy.
There you go.
Well,
just tossing the ball around.
Well, Elliot, I don't know if you heard the Insider of the Year rankings, but where was he? Did he move to second?
I think he moved up.
Yeah, you moved up to number two.
Yep.
And you're on the call crying your little eyes out about getting credit for things.
No. I'm not crying my eyes out. But if Ike wants credit for saying Cooper could start at nickel, I think being in the locker room and getting Cooper to say he's playing nickel should also count.
That's hold on. Ike didn't say Cooper could start at nickel. Ike said Cooper should be starting at nickel.
Okay. Right.
Will.
Well, need a will.
You need a will.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. And I did say both of these guys would be starting.
Yeah.
The two corners?
Yeah, I'm just...
Listen, you know what? Don't even worry about it. 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 Take your little stinking rankings and shove them for all I care.
But if I moved up to second, then I think you guys have a great process. excited to hear how it moves going.
Oh, okay.
Does Nick get invited to Jalen's wedding?
I was thinking about that earlier. No, I don't think so. I don't know. Do you invite your boss?
Yes.
I invited Spike, but Spike's also like a friend. I don't know. So
right, there's a difference.
Yeah, and I don't think I was. I don't was I his. I don't. I don't
not
think
at that point.
Yeah, I wasn't your boss.
You were my boss when I invited you.
Yes.
And then that's you know left all of us for a little bit.
Quit.
And
yeah.
I didn't rescind the invitation.
No,
I didn't rescind it.
There he is. Elliot Sharp.
Although you did have a nice video making fun of weddings during my wedding, so that was a pleasurable thing.
Wait, what did we do? Oh, wait, is that where we did the art of the take thing?
Yeah, that's where people, a guy accused us of doing coke.
Oh, yes. You, me, and Jillio, classic coke guys, all three of us. Well, there he is, Elliot Shore Parks. You can get the Go Birds podcast, which comes out every single day. You can subscribe in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And then, of course, you will be there Monday night for the Eagles pregame show with Ike and Hugh and Jillio.
Yeah, everyone come out and say hi. It'll be fun. I'm excited for it.
Yeah, Nick Foles. Yeah. Well, I don't know if you heard, but you like Nick Foles, according to that
That's
song.
That's right. So.
Yes. Maybe if the voice could get deeper in the song, that would be
All right, there he is. Elliot
Shore. Hi, brother.
Elliot Shore Parks. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is designing the ultimate championship ring for our listeners. Vote on the design and find out how to win at 94WIP.com/Marks. How worried are you about the Eagles' defensive line? 14% very worried, 58% semi-worried, and 28% not worried. You know what I like about Eagles Insider of the Year? Is that we do it to make everybody else crazy, and now it is...
We drive each other, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn right.
Now it's just causing internal chaos.
I just want to make sure I remain in the top five.
Yeah, you will.
And you know, throwing out little jabs about I can't live off Mekhi Becton all year long. You know what I mean?
Well, he does do that. What's this guy? The guy can't even remember to call our guests, much less.
When it's mid-segment and the show's cooking, I forgot to call Costos.
I know you did. Scott in Newtown, you are on WIP for On the Record Friday. What's up, Scott?
On the record, man. I'll start with that. That's how it goes.
Yes. Defensive line, on the record, optimistic or pessimistic?
So, dude, I'm optimistic, but the one thing I have to say, what I saw on Sunday watching all the games, it doesn't look like we have that record, you know? So I think it's more like it's going to be like contributions from a lot of different guys. And I think, honestly, I think Brandon Graham will start slowing his playing time down and Huff will start taking his playing time. I think that's what's going to happen. So I think I think defensive line is going to be fine, but I don't think we're going to be killers. You know?
And on the record, Jalen Hurts' decision-making, optimistic or pessimistic?
Dude, I'm the most optimistic about Jalen Hurts. He's a top five quarterback. I just...
On the team?
Monday night, finally, on Tuesday, we're going to hear a lot of people saying that he looks great and all of this stuff. So I'll be excited for Tuesday's show to come. You know, I really just feel so confident with Hurts, man. Yeah, I feel confident with Hurts.
Your lips to God's ears. We're definitely at the point. Now, this is a longer week than normal because the game was on Friday and the next game is on Monday. Where we just need to, with all these things, we just need to see it again.
Sure.
You know what I mean? We need a larger sample size with everything. So, Scott, give us a notable bald person for next question today.
My notable bald person, as much as I can't stand what she stands for, I always like looking at her, and that's that Amber Rose. Spike, can I ask you one question?
Yes.
On your other fantasy team, do you have A-Chain?
I do not.
Oh, okay. I thought last night you were rooting for him and also rooting against him.
You know what I mean? No. I was rooting against you, Scott. Hold on. Is that you that has him?
Yeah, that's me, man.
Okay.
I got killed the first week. I got 80 points. It was just straight embarrassing, you know?
Yeah, it was you. Yeah, you got the Amish team. Yeah. No. And you know what made me even mad worse last night? It's all the little dump-off passes that when there's nothing else there, he's getting points for all these little dump-down passes late in the game when he should be on the bench.
Oh, yeah.
He was still getting catches.
Yeah, I loved it because I wasn't even sure if he's going to play. I see everyone picking up Wilson and that Warren. I'm like, oh, God, are you kidding me with this? But, yeah, that worked out nice, man. And
all right.
Yeah, it's going to be a shame when I run you down. It's going to be a shame. You got a 15-point lead.
I got you, boy.
Yeah, be a shame.
All right, Scott.
Yeah, he's got 30 points up on me already.
Amber Rose, another female.
Amber Rose.
Two straight females. Had Jada Pinkett Smith, now Amber Rose.
She's local.
The local dancer?
I'm just saying, she's local. She's from this area.
Yeah, we could also do a give us your most notable person with head tattoos.
Because does she have a head tattoo?
She does, I believe. Doesn't she have a tattoo on her forehead, I think?
Ah.
I think she does. Know. I'm pretty sure she does. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP.
Corey. Hey, man, Amber Rose, man. She bad, man.
She is.
That hammer is real.
You got to be pretty to get away with a forehead tattoo.
Yeah, man. Listen, week one in the NFL was the number one overreaction we could have. Everybody saw how we were slipping on that field, right? Mm-hmm. Of course, I still got confidence in the D-line. Just like the Super Bowl, we would have a Super Bowl if it wasn't for us slipping all over the field. I don't care. I'll leave excuses. I ain't on the team. I tell y'all, it was just he was live. I tell y'all, hey, and Bryce Huff, you know, I got to see more out of him. This is my thing why I don't get about Bryce Huff. And I'm kind of like on this. Like, he was undrafted. So it's like, I hope they didn't pay this dude off of what they seen. I wasn't high on him. I'm still high on Nolan Smith. Spike talking about he too small, whatever. I disagree with that. I feel like, you know, the man got speed off the edge. I saw the bend on Friday night last week. Every time he went on the bend, he slipped. I'm high on JD, you know. I'm high on JC. We're going to see on Monday night. So I'm on the record. I'm not overreacting about the D-line.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I think we
sort of know where you're at with the quarterback.
Yeah, that you could go on the record if you'd like. But yeah,
I don't care.
You don't need to even hear this. Yeah, we don't need to say about the quarterback. You know, I just got something about this, you know, insider of the year thing. Hold on. Let me, I got to put my two cents on this.
Okay.
This question. So this dude, Elliott, right, he the number two ranking. And that's my dog, ESP. That's my boy. This dude said Devin White was going to get like a 100-year, $100 million
contract.
So he never said that, though.
5 years, $110 million.
That's the same person who said it, Spike.
He didn't say it.
He did say he was going to get an extension.
He said, I wouldn't be shocked.
All right. Listen, he said, I would not
it
be
all
shocked
matters, Spike.
Halfway through the year, Devin White gets an extension. He said that.
But under the context of, hold on. I'm not arguing for Elliott.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, here
no.
we go.
No, no, no.
And you're supposed to be a damn unbiased judge.
No, this happens in the world now where people just keep speaking things as they are true, even if they're not true.
Great trick.
What happened was, just for context, Corey, we were talking about guys being on one-year deals and whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, because if they actually perform, then you'll have to pay them and you might not be able to pay them. So I asked him about Devin White, and he said, I think he would stay here for less because they are giving him an opportunity. So I think if he plays well, he would be likely to sign an extension here. He did not predict that Devin White was going to sign a $100 million contract.
After the first OTAs, that's what I heard.
It's only implied it. Oh.
I get a rebuttal?
Yes.
But look, listen, I remember the first day of camp, you asked this dude who stood out today, and he said, Devin White covers Saquon Barkley down the field. Like, he is fast. He is so fast. I would not be shocked if he gets an extension halfway through the year. I'm telling you. He said that. I listened to the show. Yeah.
Well, go find it. It's all podcasted. Go find it. And if it's there.
Well, Corey will. You. Yeah, he will.
Corey, Corey is a top-ranked caller to the WIP Afternoon Show. He's a Foxhole guy. So if I am perfectly willing to hold Elliot accountable for that, if he said it, I don't remember him saying that.
All right, let me get my person real quick out of the way.
Yes.
Real
now, it is National Bald and Beautiful Day. So for National Bald and Beautiful Day, give us somebody, a notable bald person.
Well, I'm gonna get some love to the brothers, you know. Mm-hmm. My man, he an Eagle fan, Morris Chestnut. Give my man some love.
There you go, Morris Chestnut.
I guess he is bald now, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've said for years, if there's ever a movie about Ike, we're having Morris Chestnut.
You get Morris Chestnut to play me?
Yeah, he was great in Like Mike.
Would you stop with that Like Mike? Nobody saw that nonsense.
Have a good weekend.
All right, Corey.
Like Mike is a phenomenal film.
Oh, yeah, for children.
Yeah.
I mean, he played in The Best Man. He was Lance in The Best Man. He played in Boys in the Hood. Come on, man.
Yeah. And, you know.
That sounds like a Twitter poll.
Who can play that game?
Which you know Morris Chestnut more for, Boys in the Hood or Like Mike?
Okay, yeah, put that out there.
That's the craziest thing when I met him on the parade day.
Oh, did you?
For when the Eagles won the Super Bowl?
Yeah. In the bathroom, yeah.
Yeah. Stop. It was the foyer. It wasn't the bathroom, okay. Yes. But it was down to Novacare.
All right.
I met Eddie was at a game years ago. We were playing the Giants on a Sunday night. I think it was the Giants. We were playing on Sunday night, and in come Morris Chestnut walking on the elevator.
Oh, really?
Down at the link.
Isn't it cool when you see somebody famous when you're not expecting
to
see them?
Not expecting it. And at the game, you can always no telling who you may run into at the Eagles game.
Right.
But yeah, I didn't know he was an Eagles fan.
Coming up next,
not from here.
We will continue.
No.
He's not.
No, he's an LA guy, right? He's from California.
LA guy. Yep.
All right. We will continue with On the Record Friday, your opportunity to go on the record with these Eagles' hotly debated topics, 215-592-9494, and we will get Jaws. We got two of the greatest quarterbacks in Eagles history on this show every week. Donovan McNabb, early in the week. We have Jaws today. We will ask Jaws about whether we will see a different Jalen Hurts come Monday. That is next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.